Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, it's always such a joy to me. It's one of the most happy things in my life to be able to study the Word of God. No matter what else is going on, God wants to speak to us when we just take the time to listen to what He has to say. And He speaks to us so often through His Word, and particularly in this book of John, 19th chapter, where we're going to go through what happened with Jesus and the beatings and scourgings and the crucifixion that He faced for us. We just are going to be so blessed to know that somebody cares about and loves us that much that they go through these things. And I pray, if you happen to be out there today, that you are listening to this. I want you to know that God cares for you, and these lessons will show you just how much He does. We go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Lord, we're just so grateful to You for, first of all, just that You created us. You made us, Lord, and You gave us the ability to be able to know our Creator, and You gave us Your Word so that we could know our Creator God. And we're just blessed by You, Lord. We know that You're our true teacher, that You give us the Holy Spirit, who You said would guide us into all truth, Lord, and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. And that just makes us say, glory be to God. All credit is to be to You. And so we give You thanks for all these things and invite You again to be a part of this study today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is A Crown of Thorns and a Purple Robe. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19 and verse 2. John the Apostle wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged Him. And in chapter 19 and verse 2 of his book, John shared how the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on His head, and they put on Him a purple robe, where we read, "And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on His head, and they put on Him a purple robe." The verse reads, "And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on His head." John began with the words, "and the soldiers," which means in the common Roman champions or warriors, plaited a crown of thorns or braided or weaved together a chaplet or wreath made with bramble bush, which was a thorny plant, and put it on His head, which means an imposed lay and set the thorny crown upon Jesus' physical head. John shared how the Roman soldiers constructed a thorny crown as if to declare His royalty and imposed or forced it upon Jesus' head. The verse goes on to say, "And they put on Him a purple robe." John continued with the words, "And they put on Him," or "and the Roman champions or warriors clothed or cast about Jesus a purple robe," which means a bluish red-dyed garment, cloak, mantle, or tunic. John shared how the Roman soldiers also clothed Jesus with a royal purple-colored outer garment. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn about some of the mocking of Jesus that took place among the Roman soldiers. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet these men began to make fun of Him by putting a crown braided with thorns and a purple-dyed robe upon Him. Jesus, the Creator of the universe, allowed all these things to occur so He could provide salvation to mankind from their sins. In other words, He did this for you and for me. Without Jesus' sacrifice, torture, and eventual death on the cross, no one could have a personal relationship with God. And anyone who puts their faith in Jesus will be forgiven of their sins, granted everlasting life, and have access to God the Father. Let all who read and hear these words ponder their meaning and purpose, and may they yield their lives to the one who bore the crown of thorns and was clothed with a purple robe on their account. Next time, John shares how the soldiers say, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they smote Him with their hands. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.